Mickey Zeekly, and I own a musical instrument business called Lark in the Morning. And the reason I started this business is because I love unusual musical instruments. A lot of people are interested in acoustical music of all different types. In today's economic situation in the world, a lot of people that used to take quite expensive vacations will now seem to go ahead and involve themselves in creative pursuits rather than taking vacations or doing other types of expenditures in their life. They'll go to a music camp instead of going to Europe, or they'll take up the bagpipes rather than buying a Ferrari.
I'm Jim Hill. I'm one of the four or five of us here that handle the phones primarily, process mail orders from all over the world. We have business from the United States, Europe, Japan, some from Central and South America. So we're kind of a global business. Come upstairs, we can look and see what's here. This is only a part of what we have. Wow. We've got African talking drums, banjo mandolins from Turkey, dumbeks from the Middle East, Tibetan horn.
Does it expand? I mean, is it?
Yeah. It's a monster. I don't know if I can play it. But... I'm not a horn player, but you can make a noise with it.
We have instrument makers from all over the world, and over 700 people that supply us with things.
How did you find them?
Lots of hard work, and that's classified information.
We're sort of making it up as we go along. We haven't run across anybody else quite like us.
We ship things to every corner of the globe. With the internet, it's opened up areas that for people that weren't aware of us before, and ship a lot of things to New Zealand and Australia and Japan, and sometimes we ship stuff to the British Isles, no more to places that are no more than 5 miles from where it was made. You know, I order a bagpipe from Northumberland, and all of a sudden I get the bagpipe in, and I ship it to somebody that's within 5 miles of the guy that made it. I think that's rather silly. Very sophisticated voicemail system, and I hate voicemail, that we use as a tool for people to be able to hear musical instruments. So people could call up and push buttons and hear the sounds of hundreds of instruments that we sell, and also get, if they have a fax machine, faxed information back to them about technical sheets and tunings and historical articles and all that kind of stuff. And it's just 24 hours a day they can call up and get all the information they want. I just went on the internet, and I'm clicking on some of our catalogs where it says sound next to the description of an instrument. We have a camp that we offer during the summer. It's an 8-day camp during the week where people that will like play folk instruments will be studying with the medieval rebec player. And there'll be various ensembles will come out of it and all kinds of things. And we put the folk music in a historical connection, and also give the historical music a more connection into its roots, which is the folk tradition, which so many people that play early music miss the whole feeling and the energy of that. Our business is not typical of very much of anything that I'm aware of. I use a very forward technological approach to my business. There's other people that do and other people that don't. I've been involved with computers in business for a long time, and have just using it as a part of the business. It's how we do it.